Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Bored of too many ads and dull, meaningless chat? We've got neither. Joy Drive, smart, fun radio.
Being part of the LGBTIQA plus community may sound welcoming and provide a sense of belonging for some, but for others, making friends and being social with other rainbow community members can be quite intimidating. So to help people feel welcome and connected, there's an organisation called Rainbow Social Melbourne. It was started by Stephen Jackson, who joins us on the line. Stephen, welcome to Joy Drive.
Hi. Hi, Warren. Thanks for having me. Hi, everyone.
It's good to have you. What is Rainbow Social Melbourne?
Yes, that's kind of exactly what it sounds like. It's an LGBTI A-plus community social group. Based here in Melbourne.
And what sort of events does it do you organise?
We do wine tours, trivia, bingo. Actually, tonight we're heading off to Disco Daddy Bingo at UBQ.
Oh.
We do lots of different things. So tonight, Daddy Disco Bingo at UBQ on Smith Street. And we do picnics, we do house drinks, dinners, so lots of different various of events.
Stephen, what made you start Rainbow Social Melbourne in the first place?
Well, to be honest, I felt it was wanted and needed, so I took action. But it really started back in Sydney when I was there. It was called Sydney Social Connections, and moved to Melbourne about 4 years ago. And I really wanted to have the gay audience and target. So, and there was a group in Sydney called Rainbow Dance, and I really loved it. And I thought, oh, I didn't want to rip that off, but I took it in Rainbow Social Melbourne. Here we are, 2 years later, or almost 2 years later.
I love it. What if someone's feeling a little shy? I mean, I've got to admit, I would be terrified turning up by myself at an event. How do you make them feel welcome?
Yeah, I mean, and, you know, a safe space just isn't just because we're at a gay venue. We are also about supporting gay venues as well.
Mm.
But I'm always in rainbow attire, so I have a rainbow jacket, rainbow shirt. I've got about three of them. Everyone asks how many I've got, but I do have about three of them. The rest are sports clothes, but most of them are rainbow outfits or clothes. So you'll always see me in a rainbow shirt, rainbow jacket, something rainbow, just for the branding and so when people come, they can see me. But I also have people who can help me. So it depends on the event and how many we've got. Where if we've got a social mix, I'll have maybe one or two people, and they're also in rainbow shirts. And I specifically select those people because they're warm, they're welcoming, they're inclusive. Because as I said, it's just because it's a gay venue doesn't mean it might be safe and inviting. But I'll greet you at the front door. I'll say hello to you. But I'll also ask you a few questions. So, for example, I'll ask where you live and what you do and maybe an interest because, you know, if you're talking to someone and you live in Preston and they live all the way down in St Kilda, you're really never going to connect. So I ask those questions so I can, if you're like, oh, I live in Northcote but I live in Preston, yeah, you two might be able to catch up. Or, you know, you're into games but the other person's into hiking. Oh, that may not be a great connection. So I really make sure that I'm really connecting you into the right people as well. And I'm always there watching dynamics. You are definitely not left alone. And to be honest, I get a lot of these comments and questions like going, I want to come to an event, but I'm really nervous. I want to come to an event, but I don't know anyone. I want to come to an event, but I'm going to be the loser in the corner on my phone. And I always say, no, you won't be. You'll be too busy chatting to everyone. And throughout our social mixes and our events, I make sure that I give you a number as well. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and you've got to find the other ones. You've got to find the other twos and so on and so forth. Or I'll mix you into your suburbs as well. So
I
you're
love
not just plonked on one spot. You are moved around the whole time. We had a picnic 2 weeks ago and then we went back to UBQ. And even at both events, UBQ, you moved around and chatted to different people. At the picnic, you moved around and chatted to different people. So you're not just plonked on one spot and sat there for 4 hours and going, God, I hope I meet with someone nice. You're moving around and you're meeting different people throughout the afternoon or throughout the event.
It sounds fun. It sounds like it's fun and the anxiety has been removed. Now, you are celebrating your second birthday on the 4th of November. Tell us about that.
Yes, you got that right. Yes, you got that right, Warren. Good on you.
Yeah. I nearly got it around the other way.
I know, you always got it around the wrong way, everyone, but he got it right. Good on him. He should be on radio.
You've blown my cover.
Yeah, I know. I've got a face for radio too. I mean, God, we should all be on it. But yes, we have our second birthday on the 4th of November. Can't believe we're 2 years old. So based off of that, just some of the numbers, we started on an average of 5 people at events. We now get up to 35, 40 people at events as well.
Sounds fantastic, Stephen. Where can we get more information?
So you can find us on Instagram, Rainbow Social Australia on Instagram. You can also find us on Facebook, which is a group. It's Rainbow Social Melbourne, and Meetup as well. Meetup is a website or an app, and it's based off of your interest. Rainbow Social Melbourne. But our second birthday, as you said, is on the 4th of November. We've got drag shows. We have prizes to give away. And I want to really make it an experience. And that, as I said, I've got people there. I've got about 4 or 5 people there helping me in rainbow shirts. So you will not be in the corner by yourself. You'll be too busy talking to everyone. It will be at DT's Hotel. Tickets are through our link on our Instagram and Facebook page. And I do post quite often. So you will be able to see what events are coming up, and I can hear the followers coming out, so that's good.
Stephen, I'm looking forward to it. I might even attend the birthday celebrations at DT. See, I'll look out for the rainbow shirt.
Yes. Oh, I'm always out with a rainbow shirt. So you're always. Sometimes I'm known as the rainbow guy. But we also have, if you're a bit nervous, we also have the Your Buddy program, where it's a small program, and there's an email address you can reach out, and we do about 3 to 5 people. So then hopefully you can come to a bigger event, because the bigger events can be a bit overwhelming. But I'm there to meet you people. I'm there to greet you. I'm there to meet you. And I'm there to make you welcomed and included and get you chatting to the right people. So Instagram, Facebook and Meetup.
Fantastic, Stephen. Great to chat with you. Thank you so much for joining us.
No worries. And I'll see you at an event next week, hopefully at our second birthday.
See you there. Right? That is Stephen Jackson from Rainbow Social Melbourne.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com or the Joy app, no matter where you are.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.